Santa baby, just slip a saddle under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight, Santa baby. A gooseneck and a four-wheel drive too, steel blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the sleep I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you'll check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, valet gross trot. Now really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight, Santa honey. One little thing I really do need, the deed to an Ocala farm, Santa honey, so hurry down.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Jenny Brubaker, one of your HRN auditors. Go tell it on the mountain, over the barn and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that HRN is here. While Glenn the Geek is watching, or auditors that roam, behold, throughout the stable, there grew a steady podcast. Go tell it on the mountain, over the barn and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that HRN is here. The spouses there were doubtful when all around the world the listeners were tuned in to hear the latest horse news. Go tell it on the mountain, over the barn and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that HRN is here. As 10+ years have gone by, the critics are surprised that horses are so popular, but owners are like, why? Go tell it on the mountain, over the barn and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that HRN is here.
Thank you to Jenny Brubaker. That was great. All right. We are now heading into Hour 5, the Horsemanship Hour, the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network 12-Hour Live Holiday Radiothon by Stateline Tack, with additional support provided by Omega Fields, Monty Roberts University, Cavallo Boots, and Horselovers.com. I am Glenda Geek, and with me in the studio, still here, is Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show, and we are your MCs for the entire 12 hours. And joining Dr. Wendy and I in this hour, I think she's done this 5 times total. Yeah. She's been with us since the beginning, is Debbie Laux, host of Horsemanship Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Good. It's so good to have you here. Thanks for joining us again.
I was just listening. So we're hour 5 of the 5th annual. So I want to move my hour next year to the 6th hour in the 6th annual. I think there's more drinking going on.
Actually, the drinking's really going on about 8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I'll never make it that far.
So, Debbie, apparently the auditors have started the drinking game. And whenever you say hashtag damn it, that name of the horse that Jamie has. That's the cue for the drink. And I didn't say it because I really don't want them getting started this early. So.
You need help, don't you? Yeah.
Yes. The listeners have to be here. I still want them listening by about 3 o'clock anyway. So,
right, exactly. Yeah. So I won't say it yet.
So a couple of things, and then we're going to bring a very special guest on. We have, of course, you can listen on the Android app or iOS, so the Horse Radio Network app. There's a live button at the top. Android is being a little finicky right now. So just open your browser, go to holidayradiothon.com and click the live listen button. You can listen on your browser. We're giving away $10,000 in prizes, and I guarantee you there's not another podcast in the world doing that. And the theme for this year is the funniest or sneakiest thing your horse ever did. There are a couple lines open, believe it or not, at 435-272-1997. I know you've been getting busy signals all day. Now would be a good time to call and register to win. Ooh. And Wendy's going to tell us the prizes for this hour, and then we're going to bring in your guest.
Thank you.
Yes, the prizes. We have over $600 in prizes this hour, and we'll give away at the end of the show. Our prizes are by Omega Fields, Money Roberts University, Cavallo Boots, and Horselovers.com. Plus, at the end of the 12 hours, we'll have two grand prizes, the $500 gift certificate from Kelly Hurd Jewelry and from Wintech, your choice of any Wintech saddle.
Very good. You want to introduce your guest?
I would love to. So this hour, we have an unbelievable guest, really. None other than Priscilla Presley herself. And she tells Glenn and I about Christmas at Graceland with Elvis and their horses. Plus, we have more of your voicemails and we take more callers. My first caller will win two tickets to join Monty and Temple Grandin and other outstanding humans and horses, too, at the Movement 2020 on June 21 through 23 in Solvang, California. So I'm going to bring in Monty here, too, and he's going to help us get through this hour to give those away and give all the other prizes, too, and he can tell you a little bit more about that.
Jemmy, who is our producer, who is not a horse girl, knows mm-hmm. Temple, and
she'll be here. That's awesome. Awesome, Jimmy.
She wants to win.
Okay, so. All right. Does she count?
So Monty is here. Hi, Monty. Welcome back.
Hello. I am happy to be back. I tell you that. It's been a long one.
Well, yeah, you've had a busy, busy year traveling around, but you're actually at the farm right now, right?
I am on my bed right now at the farm. I came through the world-class crash when I got back from this trip. I can't tell you how really gratifying it was, and at the same time, exhausting to the max.
Well, even the Queen doesn't travel as much as you.
Not at all. Not at all. Yeah. And yet... her mind travels, I tell you, and I could give you some stories on the recent ones, trips she's made, that would just stop your heart. I mean, it is unbelievable how wonderful this lady is.
Well, it's nice to have you here, too. And I got to believe we have a theme today, and it's the funniest or sneakiest thing your horse ever did. Now, you've had a lot of horses in the past, and you've had a few sneaky ones. But do you have a story for us?
Well, I have a little story for you. I'm not one to look at the horses doing sneaky things because I try to keep them cooperating with the human beings all the time. But if you want me to go ahead with this tiny one,
yes,
I'll do it. Well, there was a stretch in time when I was between 9 and, I guess, 12 years of age, something like that, where I competed in something like 250 musical chairs events. And the reason that you do a musical chairs event is that there's as many points in that particular contest as there is the rest on the day, the important ones. And certainly musical chairs is not an important one. But if you get the points, it's important because you want to be the all-around champion of the show. And I was undefeated in the musical chairs. Now, how can you be undefeated in the musical chairs? Because it's a game of chance. The music stops and you got to find a chair, and there's one fewer chairs than there are contestants. except that Brownie took care of me. And a few little tricks along the line, I would move into Phoenix or Tucson with a 20-foot lead rope when the rest of the kids were using an 8-foot lead rope. And when I got off of Brownie, he took care of the rest of them on his own. And he learned that they invade him. They invade him when I get off. So he would chase them away. And I would have a chair to sit in. If I took 5 minutes to sit down, I'd still have a chair to sit in. And a lot of people said it was cheating. Well, yeah, I suppose you could make a case for that. But, you know, when I tuned in today, someone was singing. That's wonderful. So I'd rather tell you a story about a cheeky horse than to sing, because then everybody would turn their radios off and you wouldn't like that.
You know, I think that was, you know, one of the things you learn in business is to go for your strengths, use your strengths. You were just using your strength, right? I mean,
yeah, and he was some kind of strong. You can't believe what he would do. First of all, he would canter so slowly that nobody, you know, could, and you couldn't pass. That was against the rules. So
I'll be
he would counter very slowly, and everybody would stack up behind him. Obviously, that's the only place they could go. And so they stack up behind him, and the music stops, and all the chairs are sitting out there in front of me with nobody around. And I could just run him for about 3 strides and step off, and then he would chase the other horses away, literally.
I wish there was a video of this, Debbie. We could have this go viral.
Exactly.
Oh, he was something. And then there would be angry fathers come down out of the grandstand and say, "You're cheating. My kid should have won this." Oh, and that the last thing you do is to go against one other remaining one. And one chair is sitting down at the end of the show ring or the arena, whatever it was. And he could run a bit, so he would run along, keeping up with the other horse. And when I started to step off, he would just bolt sideways and run the other horse off, and the chair is sitting there for me with 20 feet of rope. And I just didn't get beat. There was no question about it.
So funny.
Again, using your strengths, smarts, and brawn. There we get to both.
Yeah,
for
I suppose.
You had your own bouncer, Monty.
Yeah.
What?
You had your own bouncer, like at a bar.
I had my own bouncer. Yeah. Well, how you guys doing? I mean, I've been traveling, and you just wouldn't believe the incredible distance and activities that took place. I had 19 separate flights on this trip, 38 separate events on this trip, with 88 horses working with on this trip, and 6 countries. I tell you, it was a crash, and I'm still crashed. My suitcases aren't even unloaded yet, and I'm with you because Debbie asked me to be, and it's the first thing I've done to rise up out of the darkness since I got back in California.
We appreciate that, Monty. You're always good to us, and you have been since we started the Horse Radio Network all those years ago. We met in Wellington, and I really appreciate that. But, Monty, Debbie's giving away some tickets, and hold on, because we have a winner. We have Lindsay here. Lindsay, are you there from Indiana?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lindsay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys as well, and thank you for the blanket and other swag last night.
Oh, Lindsay won our auditor's swag bag or box last night, and she got one of the most beautiful woven blankets of the Horses in the Morning logo.
That's great.
Yep.
Such a good giver, Glenn.
So
good job, Lindsay.
Tell Lindsay what else she won, Debbie.
Well, we've got 2 tickets. I want you to get out here to the Movement in California in June and come to our Movement 2020 with Temple and Monty. And Monty's on to say hi.
I am.
That would be amazing.
It will be amazing. And I'm on to say congratulations on your win. And
thank you very much.
I hope you can go on my online university. There's 700 lessons on there, and I'll give you 3 days to finish all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm quite that skilled.
Temple Grandin,
no,
she must
have
be.
To, but
She must be something to work with, Monty. Temple.
Temple, yeah.
Oh, Temple Grandin is a flight animal, you know, and so you have to be careful what you do. But she doesn't lie, and if she doesn't like the color of your shirt or the look in your eye, she'll tell you so. And that makes her an incredible source of information about horses, because she is a flight animal and has been diagnosed that through autism. But her mother stayed with it. They said she had to be institutionalized, and the mother said no. And cows and squeeze chutes come into play. And Temple Grandin making her own squeeze chute is now famous. Mm-hmm. And I just adore her. I think she is the best thing that ever happened to my mind in the area of learning about horses. I allow her to answer any question that comes to me, because as a horse, she can't get it wrong. And sometimes she challenges my mind greatly.
Well,
yeah, it's going to be so much fun to have her out here, too.
When is it again?
Yeah, it's June 21, 22, and 23. It's a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday in Solvang, which is always fun anyway. It'll be nice and warm. But this is our third annual. It's just 3 days of just a transformational experience with humans and horses. If you've always wondered what is it exactly that bridge from horses to assisting humans is, this is it. We've just come up with the most fun 3 days.
It's and really Lindsay, great. This is not a $20 ticket you're winning.
No. That is right now we have an early bird going on in by end of December, but you just won a $550 value.
$550 worth of tickets. Wow. Lindsay, yeah. We have to run, but thank you so much again. You're one of our longest listeners, and I'm so happy that you've won everything you've won this holiday, and we appreciate you. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thank you very much. All right. Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
I think she's actually a firefighter, too. So there's that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, we could use a few firefighters out here.
Yeah, California, you certainly could.
Bring her.
That's for sure. Well, Monty, thank you so much for joining us. You can go back to sleep now. Yeah. We'll let you go back to sleep.
Okay. I got to unpack my bags.
We have to go to Priscilla Presley next.
I've got to get back to the real world. But congratulations to you guys on a great event, and keep it going. I'll be back to see you soon.
All right. Thanks, Monty.
See you later, Dad.
So next up, we are going to hear from State Line Tack, and then we're going to go directly into an interview with Priscilla Presley that we did. We had to pre-record this because it is Priscilla Presley, and we work on her time schedule. And she's just delightful. I think you're all going to love this. I really do. But first, let's hear from State Line Tack.
Hi, I'm Mary Kate from State Line Tack, and you are listening to the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. The funniest thing my horse ever did was steal the hose from me and give us both a bath. Merry Christmas from all of us at State Line Tack.
Avoid the lines and shop online at statelinetack.com, where you can take care of your entire shopping list. This year, we've added hundreds of new gift items. Briars and adorable plush horses for the kids, jewelry for your bestie, great horse-themed home decor, and the gift that's guaranteed to fit, State Line Tack gift certificates. Of course, you can always find the best gifts for your horse, too. Favorites like Mrs. Pasture's Christmas cookies and Uncle Jimmy's hanging balls. No matter who's on your list this year, you can find something great and on sale at State Line Tack. Visit statelinetack.com/HRN for all the best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. State Line Tack, we make riding affordable.
Well, welcome, Priscilla Presley. And I've got Marty Irby on the line as well. How are you both?
Doing well so far.
Yeah, good. I wanted to hear from you, Priscilla, as were there any horses in your life as a child? Did you grow up with horses?
I didn't grow up with horses, no, but I had a love of horses. Mm-hmm. When I lived in Texas, my father was at the Bergstrom Air Force Base, and in the back of that there were there was a pasture, and horses were on that pasture. Not a lot, maybe four or five, maybe six. And I would go out, and every moment that I could, and would just pet them and be around them. And I found that when I was around them, I felt very safe and I felt very calm. And there's something about them that just, brings that to one. I mean, maybe not all, but I know that people that I talk to that are horse people find that same feeling, that same resolve, just to get away and be around them. And I know that people do know that we had horses at the stables in Memphis and still do to this day. Mm-hmm. And that was my favorite time to be alone. And, of course, Elvis's as well. It was that same feeling he had, to go get away from the house, the people, and just be around the calmness of the horses and the sereneness of that calm.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think we can all relate to that, Priscilla. I think sometimes people don't even know how to verbalize it. You did it very well. I really appreciate it. Yeah, because it is so important that people recognize those qualities in horses right now so that we can keep them in our lives. And I love what don't you think? And so enumerating what we appreciate about them might be difficult, but sometimes I think just advocates are the best way to keep the message going that they mean no harm to us and that we should have no harm to them.
And I also found that that really reflect you. That you have to also bring that calmness in. Most people who aren't around horses are in fear of the magnificent, statue of them, or the fact that they're larger than life to some people, and it could definitely be something that one would fear. But when you are calm and when you can be around them and let them come to you and do it very gently, it's amazing what comes out. And, I've had horses put their head on my shoulders. I've had them nudge me to pet them or nudge me to get on the back and ride. So it is that connection, and it is that that care factor to want to learn more about them and be around them.
We were fortunate enough, Priscilla, to be invited a couple of years ago to come in and do our show live from the barn at Graceland. And we got to talk to Aileen Alexander, who I guess had been the barn manager there for 30 years, long time.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, she has.
And the stories of Elvis and his horse, some of them were very funny. I mean, do you remember the first horse that came that he got there?
Well, the first horse that he had when I was there was Rising Sun. His golden Palomino.
What
was funny was the fact that he loved it. He loved and enjoyed so much riding that he too just couldn't wait to come home and get on his horse, have it saddled, get on his horse, and start having it run down the hills of Graceland, and people would start gathering out in the front, and Elvis loved showing his horse off. The problem is, or it became a problem, was that he loved it so much that he felt, he started with this because he bought me a horse for Christmas,
aww,
a belated gift. And that's how he started. He watched me ride every day from his office upstairs, and then he wanted to get on the fun, to get on the fun of riding. But he loved it so much that even if you didn't like a horse, you got a horse. He wanted to share it with all the guys and their wives. So it was that one time that the grounds were filled with horses and people racing up and down the front lawn. And I think he had his greatest joy during that time. But Lamar Fike, who was quite heavy at that time, actually most of the time, did not want one. And he says, no, you have to have a horse. And he goes, I don't know. I'm too heavy. I can't get on the horse. He says, you're getting on a horse. So he gets on that horse, and the horse took away with him. And Elvis started laughing so hard because
I mean, he had a little quirky sense of humor, but he started laughing because the horse took off on Lamar, and Elvis, of course, trailed after him. But he made it to the end of the lawn and got off the horse, and he said, "That's the last time I'm ever going to get on that horse again." And Elvis said, "Oh no, you're not. You're getting on." But it was really a fun time. And yes, he loved it very, very much, and would go out almost every night after the movies, early in the mornings, and just be out there and talk and pet his horses, and it was really beautiful to watch.
Is this a rumor? We heard while we were there that he used to wake everybody up. Some nights he couldn't sleep, and he'd wake everybody up 3 or 4 in the morning and they'd go horse shopping. And I didn't know if we saw the book, by the way, where they wrote down every horse he ever bought. It's like a lot, 100. It was a lot of horses. Was that true, that he used to go out to horse shopping, knock on people's doors and say, "I want to buy your horse"?
Oh, yeah, we did that. Absolutely. Yes. He would go knocking at 2 o'clock in the morning at a rancher's ranch and or a farmer, and knock on the door and say, "Do you have a golden Palomino?"
I'm Elvis.
And we're just standing there, and they're gaping. I mean, eyes wide open, maybe thinking it's a dream or something. They were just floored.
Well, I got to tell you, the last person you expect to knock on your door at 2 in the morning when you live in the country is Elvis. It's like...
Yeah, that's true. Those are fun days, I have to say.
The book was incredible, Debbie. The book has a record of every horse he ever bought, and it was a lot of horses. I guess he got another farm at one point because, as you said, it got kind of crowded at Graceland.
Hold the horses. Yeah.
Yes, well, as you saw, the barn at Graceland isn't that large. I had it at that time had eight stalls, and the more horses we got, because like I said, everyone had to have a horse, whether you liked it or not. So we bought a ranch in Mississippi and, yes, housed all the horses.
Well, I have to ask you, too.
We brought them all from Graceland to there, to that particular stable.
And I know that was his safe space. Apparently, he told people when he went out to the barn, that was it. He went out to the barn. You had to ask to come out. It was his time. But what was the holidays like? Did they involve the horses? Did Christmas Day involve horses? Or was it mostly inside? Or
well, when we had the horses, yes. Domino, the horse that he presented me as a gift with, right after Christmas, because he was looking for a certain horse for me, a quarter horse. So, but from then on, yes, he would definitely ride around Christmas time. He loved Christmas, so it didn't matter whether it be Christmas or Thanksgiving. I mean, he just liked to ride.
just a man and his horse. Did you have any? The Radiothon theme is about horses that are a little mischievous or cantankerous or did something. Do you have any Houdinis at the ranch? Did they got out of the barn on occasion, or any funny stories on that?
Well, occasionally, yes, and I'm sure Aileen probably told, because she was with the horses all the time. You know, she was just a master at taking care of those horses. But she, yes, there were a time when one of them opened up the stall and himself and was roaming around outside, and no one could. You know, we did think maybe there was something or someone there that let the horse out. But I guess horses can be quite clever, can manipulate their mouths. You know, if they want out. So this particular horse did it a couple of times. I can't remember his name, but yes, that has happened. Also, picking up the feed bucket when they were hungry, or kicking the bucket when they were hungry because it was dinner time or wanted more. But they all had a personality, and each one of them were different in themselves. And
well,
the shop as if you certainly couldn't turn your back on some of them. You did a nudge.
I'll tell you, Priscilla, you just made everybody feel happy that your horses were just like their horses,
just like ours. That's right. Thank you for the little inside stories too. We all have them, and we all have names for them too, not just Houdinis, but. But yeah, no, they're smarter than, people give them credit for. And maybe they are getting better about giving horses a lot more sentient credit these days. But so you just said you had quarter horses and Tennessee walking horses. So tell us a little bit about, you know, yeah, how did that really evolve to Tennessee walking horses?
Well, actually, it was Elvis who had the Tennessee walking horses that was there. He loved the look of the Tennessee walking horse. So, so stately, so beautiful. And his horse was called Bear. And he, that all started, through a farm that we went to, George Lennox. You may have heard about George Lennox, but he was in Collierville, I believe.
Yes.
And we went up to his ranch and he had Carbon Copy. Carbon Copy was probably the world champion in the day. And, oh, my gosh, he was so beautiful that Elvis was in awe on how this horse moved. And Joe Webb worked for George Lennox and got on the horse and showed Elvis the ride of a Tennessee walking horse.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And from that point on, he went and looked for a beautiful Tennessee walking horse.
That's wonderful. Well, we're going to hear a lot more about the Tennessee Walking Horse and what you and Marty Irby are doing to help them in this decade and how long and how far back you've been doing it. So, Marty, where are we right now with the PAST Act? We'll expand on another episode into it, but I want you to tell us just kind of like in a few sentences where we are and what we as listeners could do to help.
Yes, thanks, Debbie. Well, fortunately, many thanks to Priscilla and so many of the advocates out there. Priscilla joined us in Washington in January of this year, and we met with Speaker Pelosi and U.S. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer and formulated a plan. And finally, after 6 years, passed the PAST Act by a vote of 333-96 in the U.S. House on July 25th. So we're halfway there. In the Congress, of course, we still have to pass it through the Senate and it'll have to be signed by the president. And we do face an uphill battle in the Senate, but we've really passed a major milestone at this point.
Great. So what would we be, what's the call to action for us? We want to help.
Well, I think two most important things are for anyone out there to call their U.S. senators at 202-224-3121. And ask them to co-sponsor S-1007, which is the Senate PAST Act led by U.S. Senator Mike Crapo from Idaho. And then secondly, also to please visit our landing page on the PAST Act at www.animalwellnessaction.org. We've got a whole page with all kinds of information about the PAST Act and how you can help and get further involved.
Good man. And we're going to expand on this in another episode right here. So people should look on Horsemanship Radio for the full story and get the details.
Can I interrupt one second, please, Debbie? That's so true. I really want to encourage people to take this number down or take the website down and look on look at the website, because, you know, people can forget or people think they'll do it and don't. It's just so important to get this bill passed. It's just been way too long. But this has been going on, and we'll get into that, as you said.
That's perfect.
But please call that number.
Thank you very much, both Priscilla Presley and Marty Irby, for joining us on Radiothon. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Debbie and Glenn, both.
Debbie, we have a cool job.
Isn't it fun? She just sparkles, doesn't she? She's just so cool. I'm so pleased that we get to have her on. And I hope we get to share her some more, not only in the other episode, but this PAST Act is really close. So it's just close to my heart, too, that Tennessee walking horses are beautiful. They really are cool.
You know, I was so disappointed when we went to, I wasn't disappointed in going to Graceland and doing the show there. That was pretty cool. That's still one of my highlights of all the 5,000 episodes I've done.
Aww,
it still is. Nice. But she was supposed to be there that day and got called out for something. So,
see, it was set up for this.
I know.
It had to be on Horsemanship Radio.
So I finally got to talk to her. And, you know, it was just neat because everything she described, I could visualize because we had seen it all, you know.
She
so it was cool.
Yeah.
He loved his horses.
To go visit. Yeah, and she's out in the Los Angeles area now, so we're going to try to get together. And there's another cool guy. I have a Cameron Ring, who's another actor, who has put a trailer together that's won all kinds of awards for a story about a parallel of a young lady who's taken some domestic abuse and a Tennessee walking horse who already went through some problems, and they get together, and it's a beautiful story. And we're hoping that this will help bring maybe the message to a more mass audience, too. Isn't that cool?
That's cool. And you know what? Before we get to another set of voicemails, let's take a couple callers. We have Uta. I haven't heard from Uta in a long time. Hi, Uta. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Yes. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Uta.
So, Uta, you have some horses, right?
Yep. I still got my old boy, Major, and then, of course, my OTTB, Conga. Both of them are doing fantastic.
Good job. Good job, OTTB lady. That's awesome.
You know, we've heard a lot of naughty OTTBs today.
We have, haven't we? They have been fun.
Seems
some of the
be
best
a trend
stories.
There for some reason.
They're smart. That's right.
Uta, do you have a naughty story for? Well, let me rephrase that. Uta, do you have a naughty horse story for us? Okay, I'm getting punchy now.
I can't think of a naughty story with my horses before, but I do remember one of my first rides I ever had on my Major. I got him actually when he was just barely a year and a half old, and I was just a very big time novice at the time. I didn't realize just how young he truly was. But the place where I had him at Fort Campbell in Kentucky, they had a rental line of horses, and a bunch of new ones had recently come in, and they were always across the highway from where the barn was at. So it took two or three people on horseback to kind of go around and round them up and bring them over. And most of them were used to that, but due to the fact that there were new horses amongst them, they kind of didn't know, you know, the routine. So this gentleman and I were the only two there at the time. He was riding a roping horse. He competed in roping with this quarter horse. And then there was I with Major, just total amateurs. And his horse completely freaked out. I don't know why. Have any idea why, but Major, as young as he was, being also a quarter horse, he kind of just seemed to instinctively know what he needed to do, and I just hung on for the ride.
Yeah.
he kind of just rounded up that little group of horses and brought them over all by himself. It was the most amazing thing I'd ever experienced, you know. He was just like on autopilot, and it was really cool. He's a smart cookie, and I'm so blessed to have had him.
That's nice. Yeah, isn't that fun when you just see their little brains working, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I had no idea what to even do, so I just figured, okay, I'm just going to stay up here and see what happens.
That's right. Stay in the middle, we say. Yeah.
That was the main goal, not to fall off.
That's it. That's a great story.
Well, thank you,
I can tell
Uta.
You love them.
Thank you. We appreciate you calling in, and it's good to hear from you again. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for having me on, and I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, and of course, a Happy New Year, and lots of blessings to everybody.
Take care,
Thank
Uta.
You.
You know, Uta's been one of our longest listeners, probably since the beginning of Horses in the Morning, which is 10 years. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. Another longtime listener, Joanne. And Joanne is here with us. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Joanne. Which Joanne is this?
Hi.
What's your last
this
name,
is
Joanne?
Robin Donahue's mom.
Oh, that's so cute. I love it. Well, thank you. Welcome.
Okay.
Do you have a funniest, sneakiest? Yes, you do. Okay, good.
I would say sneaky. when I was a kid, when I was 15, I got my first horse, and we ended up keeping him on a farm that was located on a mountain that was pretty remote. And he managed to escape, and we couldn't find him. And this was a 17-hand buckskin quarter horse. So you would think you'd be able to find him, but yeah. I ended up having to put an ad in the newspaper. And after about a week, this lady called and she said, well, he's been on my property, but he's very happy. I have a pond and a big pasture, and he's just been eating and taking care of himself. And she says, I figured eventually somebody would be looking for him. Well, he was so used to being loose that we had to rope him to catch him.
Oh, no. He'd gone feral on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
That's great. That's funny. Yeah. I mean, he knows a good thing when he sees it. Well, did he even go home with you?
That's right. He didn't want to go home. He liked where he was.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, Joanne. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Happy New Year and Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. And you know what? Her daughter's going to be on the Horse Lovers Cruise with the whole family this year.
Oh, fun.
Yay. That was Robin Donahue's mom. And actually, I'm talking to Jemmy right now. Jemmy and Robin sang karaoke at the cruise one night. They did. Robin can sing. She's a real good singer.
Thank God.
So is Jemmy. And then they brought the rest of us up, and then they kicked us out. So that was the end of that. All good fun comes to an end when Glenn has to sing. So speaking of singing, we have more voicemails we're going to get to right now from our terrific listeners. And there's one in here specifically, if I remember right, for you guys. Okay, Debbie?
Oh, okay. All right. For us. Awesome.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hi, this is Nicole from horselovers.com, and the funniest thing my horse has ever done is that in order to clean his stall, he required you to scratch him with a pitchfork. Merry Christmas from all of us at horselovers.com.
Happy holidays to everyone at the Horse Radio Network. This is Jill Ekus from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and the naughtiest thing my pony's ever done has decided that he no longer wanted to load on my janky trailer. I wrote a song about it. Rocking around the trailer ramp, there's a pony rearing up. It's ugly as sin, and he won't go in, and there's just no giving up. 1 foot on the trailer ramp, he pretends to fall asleep. I've got carrots and treats that he just won't eat, and he just won't budge his butt. Monty Roberts makes a dually halter you can buy. Equus lessons, repetition will solve this. Let's get one for each and every size. Walking on the trailer ramp, this is so much easier.
Right.
If you listen to me, you can guarantee you can put those whips away.
Isn't that good?
Yay! Hey, guys. It's Holly from Elmira, Oregon. So my heart horse, Pete, used to chew cherries off the tree and spit the seeds out. I've never seen any other horse do that, so I thought it was pretty funny.
No, they like cherries.
And I love you guys. You're the best. Happy holidays, and I love listening to you. Keep up the great work, everybody.
Good morning. This is Elizabeth Toby. The sneakiest thing my horse ever did was to bat his brown eyes at me from under his lids. I fell in love with him at first sight, and now he gets to run my life. He lets me know when he wants food by banging the stall door with his well-shod hooves. He barely leads at all, I'm afraid, unless he first inspects every grass blade. And yet, when he carries me on his back, he is willing to ignore all the skills I lack. Because he takes such good care of me, this old lady can still run free.
Aww. Happy holidays, Horse Radio Network. Our family's big event this year was moving to a new house with a backyard farm. My dreams come true. When we moved in, there was a Tennessee walking horse named Apache boarding there. We agreed to have him stay until we adopt two standardbred rescue horses in the spring. Apache has lived here for years. A couple of weeks ago, Apache's owner took his first vacation in 20 years, leaving us in charge of feeding and other barnyard chores. With his owner gone, Apache saw his chance to get sneaky and naughty. On the evening of day 3, Apache slid open the back door of our 4-stall barn that is not visible from the house. He must have danced up and down the aisleway because there was an inch of dirt on top of my brand new mats. But he didn't stop there. The sneaky black and white paint unlocked the door to the feed room, dumped both giant barrels of grain, one for him and one for Duncan the pig, and had himself a feast. The next morning, I walked toward the barn, surprised that he wasn't waiting at the fence line for me to give him breakfast. I called for him, and he jumped out from behind the barn looking very guilty. Guilty indeed. Needless to say, he only got hay that day.
Ann Kirk for the Holiday Radiothon. Once upon a time, there was a gelding. He was the undisputed king of our small herd. All the other horses paid him tribute and came when he did trumpet from the field. That horse knew everything. His chestnut coat did gleam, the color gold reflected in his eyes. He was a gentleman. He cared for everyone. He was my friend. Oh, yes, he was my friend. Then one summer's day, the heat was glaring, his water trough refilling from the well. He grabbed the hose and showered us with cold water. Then blew defiant bubbles through his nose. That horse knew everything. His chestnut coat did gleam, the color gold reflected in his eyes. He was a gentleman. He cared for everyone. He was my friend. Oh, yes, he was my friend.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays, Horse Radio Network people, including auditors and sponsors. This is Betty Fay in Pueblo, Colorado.
Oh,
animals
Betty.
Make me chuckle awesome. Every day. It's the little things they do, you know? But one memorable episode was when I brought home my newly purchased 3-year-old Trikaner mare. I put her loose in the indoor arena so she could move around on her own. She ran, bucked, rolled, and investigated every corner. When she got to the corner on the short wall with a mirror, she was fascinated and curious by the horse looking back at her. She tried peeking around the mirror to touch the horse, and when that didn't work, she galloped a few strides to the open door in the middle of the wall. She leaned as far as she could over the closed gate to see that horse that had to be on the other side. She totally charmed me with her childlike disappointment when she couldn't find her new friend. Many years later, I still remember and smile at the intelligence she displayed puzzling through her problem. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Hi, my name is Eleanor Phillips, and my story is about my horse, Bailey. I was coming back from walking the cross-country course at the Champagne Run horse trials, and my mom was sitting in a chair waiting in front of the stall, quietly reading a book. And Bailey had his head stuck out of the stall. It was one of those Dutch doors. And he looked at me, and he was like, "Hey, Mom, look at this. Look what I'm going to do." And he reaches over and grabs a flake of hay, picks it up in his mouth, puts it over the door, and shakes it on top of my mom's head. Of course, she starts jumping and screaming, "Oh, my God, And I swear Bailey was laughing. He was like, "See, wasn't that funny?" And yeah, it was pretty funny.
When I got my first horse, a mare named Pretty, she needed a friend. So we brought home a pygmy goat named Oreo. Aww. Pretty and Oreo became best friends. I had to catch Oreo each time, place her in a large dog crate, before I could trailer Pretty off property, or this happened.
Damn goats.
Running hooves, jumping hooves, around the farm she goes. Oh, what fun it isn't to chase a pygmy goat. Her name is Oreo, and she's Pretty's new best friend. Why won't she let herself be caught so Pretty and I can ride? Oh, running through the paddock, over the fence she goes, in chase around the yard. All of us must go, while yelling Oreo. Our dogs are helping too. Why won't she let herself be caught so Pretty and I can ride? Oh, my husband doesn't run. The kids don't really care. We shake a can with grain. She doesn't really hear. Oh, Oreo, Oreo, please come home if you dare. Why won't she let herself be caught so Pretty and I can ride? I really wanted to go riding, but now I'm just too tired. I'll try again tomorrow. We'll try again tomorrow. Merry Christmas, y'all.
These listener voicemails were brought to you by HorseLovers.com. Every day from mid-November through New Year's Day, HorseLovers.com will be adding a new amazing deal of the day. You should definitely sign up for their email list so you're the first to know about these incredible daily deals. Or visit the website at HorseLovers.com/HRN. HorseLovers.com is also offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for you, our HRN and Radiothon listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at HorseLovers.com simply by entering HRN in the coupon box at checkout. That's it. Just enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout at HorseLoversWithAZ.com.
Well, once again, they were terrific, weren't they? The one with the loading was hilarious.
That was fun.
Oh, that was perfect.
That's your theme song.
Yeah, you need that for your ads.
We need to play that on your show.
That's our new marketing campaign right there.
So we're going to give away some prizes, but I think we need help of somebody that, well, let's just say the Radiothon would not be here today without this person. The Horse Radio Network would not exist without this person. And that was my first co-host, Helena. Hi, Helena.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, everybody. Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas, Helena. It's so good to hear your voice again. I know all the listeners are going to be happy to hear it, too.
Thank you very much. I was actually just listening to an episode, Glenn, that you and I did, a Stable Scoop, and I was cracking up this morning. I'm like, you were pretty funny.
Well, you know, if Stable Scoop had failed, we wouldn't be here. So. There's that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here. Sure. I'm glad you're here, Helena, and on our show, too. Thank you for our hour.
Thank you. I was enjoying all the talk about OTTVs now that I am officially the group, part of the cool kid group.
Exactly. It is the thing. Well, I'm so glad you are. How's it going?
Well, Helena, we need to, I hate to cut this short, but I'm in charge of time. And Helena, would you help us pick some winners this hour? Some prize
Absolutely.
Winners? Okay, good. Let me, first of all, Debbie, tell us about the first prize.
Okay, so I'm excited that the first step is a one-year subscription to the Monty's Equus Online University. That is over 550 now, or close to 600. Quick and easy training and instructional videos, lesson notes, and supportive learning tools. And it's growing with a new lesson added every Wednesday, every week. Learn at your own pace with my dad, Monty Roberts. Choose the area of horsemanship that you're interested in learning and go exploring for new horsemanship and subjects as well. See for yourself why Horse and Hound magazine named that guy, Monty, one of the top 50 greatest horsemen of all time. Monty's recognized by our international equestrian community for his gentle and effective horse training. So you too can have Monty's mind.
Very good. So Helena, I need you to pick a number between 7 and, we're up to 302.
Wow.
That means these guys have fielded, Jennifer and Jemmy have fielded 110 calls this morning so far, today so
you
far.
Guys, thank you.
Helena.
Yes.
A number between 7 and 301, or 10, 310.
19.
Oh, I'm right there. Thank God. See, Helene and I work well together. We know how it's done.
Yeah.
April Hardiman gets the online university.
April, I know April. She came to our CHA, Equine Facility Management last year. She's awesome. She's in Oregon.
Well, if she already has a membership, she can donate it to somebody that
knows. No, I don't think she does. Oh, good. So good job, April. Finally.
Yay, good. That's terrific. All right, we got to fly through these other prizes. Hang on, Helena.
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, go ahead.
Next is the Monty Roberts patented Dooley halter, inspired by the song you heard earlier in the hour. Yeah, it's a choice of one of the five sizes. We got mini, pony, small, medium, and draft. That's a $54 value, and it will get your horse on the trailer. Monty Roberts patented his Dooley halter after designing a way to make it easier for the horse, the handler, and the halter to work in partnership. Your horse will teach himself to come off with the gentle pressure of the soft, round nose band on the halter when asked, both forward and back. Horses find the halter's comfortable sweet spot, and they move with you to maintain it without pain, no knots, and no pole pressure. The Dooley halter comes with a DVD, its booklet, and was originally patented by Monty as a dual-purpose equipment for leading horses and horse-healthy lunging or long-lining. Horse trainers have found this halter is a gift in many ways to help train trailer loading, standing still, and as a bitless bridle for riding in tack.
So, Helena, I know you have your own show. What's it called? A horsey show. You have a lot of them, but what's your horsey show called?
It's called Stall and Stable. It's about ideas for happy horse keeping.
Ideas for happy horse keeping is called Stall and Stable. You can find it at any of your podcast players. What episode number are you up to now? Do you remember?
I'm up to 28.
All
27
right.
was the most recent, the short one for Thanksgiving.
So 28's coming up, and that's going to be the winner. Betty Faye wins.
Oh, Betty's back.
Good job, Betty. And we just heard her, Betty, actually.
Yeah. So we did.
That's convenient. She gets a Dooley halter. And actually, Betty Faye took Jennifer riding when we were in Colorado out in the Rockies. So I love Betty. She's terrific.
Right.
All right,
okay,
next prize.
Our third prize is the Omega Fields gift pack, including a saddle right $100 gift certificate to put towards a custom-made orthopedic saddle pad. It's a $225 value. There are no shortcuts to delivering care your horse needs. You're more than just a horse and rider. This gift pack includes a month's supply of our flagship Omega-3 supplement, Omega Horse Shine, 3.5-pound pouch of low-sugar and starch Omega-3 horse treats, a 2-month supply of our soft probiotic daily treat, Proventum, to help optimize digestive and immune health for your horse, and Mega Omega for you, the rider. Plus, you'll receive a $100 gift certificate to put towards your next Saddlerite pad purchase. Saddlerite custom-made orthopedic saddle pads are for every horse and discipline. The first and only true orthopedic saddle pad handmade in the USA. Omega Fields Black Friday bundles are December 2nd through December 7th. Visit OmegaFields.com and click on the promotions tab for all the bundle offers and daily Cyber Week discount codes to use on any order of any size. Cyber Week offers begin on Monday, December 22nd. And run through Saturday, December 7th.
So all this week. So at OmegaFields.com, one of
that's
Debbie's
a heck of a deal. That's my title sponsor, Omega Fields.
And have been for years.
They have. They're awesome.
All right. Go back to Helena. Number.
300.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well.
I hate you people.
What else is new?
Yeah, she would just do that to agonize
to
torment me. Nicole McKean. Nicole McKean wins that. So congratulations, Nicole. All right, we got to fly. Go ahead, Wendy.
Okay. The next one is the pair of Kvalo Trek hoof boots, $180 value. The Trek hoof boots are flexible, durable, breathable, and user-friendly. Trek hoof boots, with their honeycomb design, maximize strength and minimize weight for the comfortable performance your horse deserves. Great for the relief of chronic pain or hoof sensitivity, rehabilitation from injuries, abscesses, navicular disease, laminitis, punctures, sole bruising, and contracted heels. Additionally, the Trek hoof boot can be adjusted for close contact and snug fit to an individual horse's hooves. And they can be used for protection during trailering and breeding or taken on the trail as a spare tire for lost shoes. Go to Kvalo-Inc.com to check out these boots.
Awesome. And they are my show sponsor as well. And those boots are amazing.
And that's
they
what
are,
we use.
Great.
Yeah, we use them here. Scooter uses them when he goes out driving. All right, Helena, what you got?
For another number?
Yep.
Okay.
33 is Nikki Lambert. So congratulations, Nikki. You win the Cavallo boots. All right. Thank you, Helena. We love you.
Thank you, Helena.
You're welcome. Love you, too. Bye, everybody.
Merry Bye. Christmas. Miss you. Call me sometime. Say hi.
That was sad.
I know. Oh. One more prize.
All right. Finally, the $50 gift certificate from horselovers.com. Enter to win the horselovers.com holiday sweepstakes. Win name brand products for you, your horse, or barn every month. Simply visit the sweepstakes giveaway page during the holidays at horselovers.com/sweeps. It takes just 10 seconds. No purchase necessary. Winners will be announced in the following week. Horselovers.com is offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for HRN listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at horselovers.com. Simply enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout.
All right, Debbie, pick a number.
Okay, 77.
77. Back up the chart. 77 is going to be Diane Snell.
Oh, good job, Diane.
So good job, Diane.
Oh, that's the biggie.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, and now remember, we have grand prizes at the end of the day, and we have a $500 gift certificate from Kelly Hurd Jewelry and your choice of any Wintec saddle. North America's favorite synthetic saddle brand, Wintec Saddles, have been combining the world's leading innovation and high-tech materials in lightweight, weatherproof, and easy-care saddles since 1986. Whether simply enjoying your time together or schooling for competition, there's a model in the range for you. Visit wintecsaddles.us for more info on their range and to locate your nearest retailer.
Very good. Thank you. And I just have an announcement, Debbie, that I just heard. I just heard from our title sponsor, Stateline Tech. They are having so much fun listening in their office today. They have announced now the HRN coupon is now 30% off.
No
your
way.
Next order.
Go, go,
so
go.
30% off.
That's
use
amazing.
HRN at Stateline Tech, and you will get 30% off. And that, you know, it pays to listen to this show.
It does.
Is that
it's
last till 9 o'clock? Because I want to shop.
Yeah, by the way, that goes good till the end of the year. 12/31, all the way through the month. So
okay, shopping for Christmas.
But only hours. Only our listeners get that. Debbie, what's your website again?
It's MontyRobertsUniversity.com, and I want to thank my show sponsors and title sponsors too. And that so it's MontyRobertsUniversity.com, Omega Fields, and Cavallo hoof boots. And that is thanks to Sean and Allie and Carol and Jenny and Monty.
And thank you for being such a long part of the Horse Radio Network with Horsemanship Radio. It's probably 5 or 6 years now. And I talked you into doing this for a year, and look, you haven't quit yet. So we're
Monty and I love you guys. Thank you so much, Wendy. Thanks, Glenn.
All right. Merry thanks, Christmas. Debbie. We love you.
Merry
Take care.
Christmas.
Next up, we have a very special first timer. She's a rookie. Well, she's not a rookie at anything in the horse world except being on our show. And that is Stacy Westfall, one of the leading people at all the horse world, is joining us next on to host her own very hour of the holiday radiothon. And if you want to talk to her, we have lines open right now, so give us a call at 435-272-1997. It was busy all morning, but we do have lines open right now.